The lawsuit claims Dee Vaughn was an exemplary employee of some 20 years at San Francisco State University's Advising Resource Center. But things changed after a new supervisor was hired, Karen Rudin, who allegedly called him a runaway slave, subjected him to other racial epithets and discriminatory behavior, creating a racist and hostile work environment. Cameron Dolat-Shahi, Vaughn's attorney, spoke to KPFA News about the lawsuit and says the racist harassment did not stop there.
Racial epithets and imagery, comments about slavery, introducing literary material that was essentially pro-slavery and deals with the superiority of the white race compared to the black race. Move Your Bus, the introduction involves a white person going to school and teaching black children manners and respect. Responses to George Floyd's murder, imagery of Robert E. Lee, and it seems odd to have such memorabilia requiring my client to greet the harasser every day when other individuals weren't. I mean, just think about the embarrassment of just that act alone.
The suit claims the stress of racism on the job caused Vaughn to suffer from panic attacks and stomach problems that led to diverticulitis. His doctor recommended medical leave, and he took it. The allegations come at a time when schools in states like Florida seek to rewrite and whitewash black history. And as a reminder, even liberal universities like San Francisco State, birthplace of the Ethnic Studies Department, are not immune to racism. Dolat-Shahi and the suit say to add insult to injury, Vaughn's repeated complaints and complaints from other staff of color were ignored or not taken seriously, even after the school hired an independent investigator who confirmed Vaughn's accusations.
My client complained of egregious behavior as far back as 2019, and for several years, he was forced to interact with a clear racist individual as his superior. The independent investigators found unequivocally that she harassed Mr. Vaughn based on his race, and they failed to reprimand her. And she continued to work at SFSU for several more months. And ultimately, she left on her own accord. She was not terminated. Undoubtedly, this has caused immense emotional distress and anxiety for my client.
The investigation culminated in a 716-page report finding the overt racism and microaggressions were valid and did occur. The suit seeks unspecified damages. KPFA reached out to San Francisco State University for comment. Robert King, communications director, told this news outlet, "The actions alleged in the lawsuit are completely unacceptable and contrary to the values of San Francisco State University and the CSU, California State University system, which is also named in the suit." King also said the allegations were immediately and fully investigated, and the administrator resigned from her position shortly before it was finalized and before any personnel action could be taken. He said had the administrator not resigned, the university would have terminated her. The comments did not address claims Vaughn's complaints went ignored for years. The comments did say investigations take time. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.